The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're back. It's 10:04, and it is the second hour of the show. So good to have you here. 303-696-1971 is the number. 303-696-1971. And I have been celebrating the father of Ahmaud Arbery, who had the guts to come out and simply tell the truth, even while he was surrounded by race baiters like Al Not-So-Sharpton, people who were clearly uncomfortable with his remarks. And started putting their hands on him to look to me like maybe steer him away. Okay, you're done. You're done, sir.
For real, all life matters.
All life. Yes.
Not just black children. We don't want to see nobody go through this.
Amen.
I don't want to see no daddy watch a kid get left and shot down like that.
That's right, Ma.
So it's all our problem. It's all our problem. So, hey, let's keep fighting.
Amen.
Let's keep doing it and making this place a better place for all human beings.
Amen.
All human beings.
Amen.
Everybody.
Amen.
Love everybody.
Love everybody.
All human beings need to be treated equally.
Yeah,
I just can't play that enough today. And I hope it's as significant to you as it is to me, just from the start.
For real, all life matters.
All life.
Yes.
Not just black.
Man, oh, man, what a slap in the face to the race baiters, the Marxist-led BLM and Antifa thugs, and everybody else who is fomenting violence and disruption and disdain, all of the tools that the radical left uses to try and disrupt a society and bring in, well, here, they said it in Chicago right after the Rittenhouse verdict came down.
Solution! It's communist revolution! The only solution! It's communist revolution. The only solution is communist revolution. That's right. We need communists. That's what we need. We need that. We need that, sister.
I am so glad that America is waking up. I wish I had played that for Jeff Hunt, because he really, in such a compelling way, told the story of why it's so important that we continue to organize and gather and support each other and realize that we outnumber the radical leftists who are temporarily in control of many of the handles of power in our federal government, to here in the state of Colorado. And just a quick reminder, we'll get back to the phones of our rally on Monday night. I joked with him that we were bringing Lou Dobbs to town, but it's the Colorado Pro-Life Rally for the Dobbs Supreme Court case, Monday night, November 29th, 7:30 at Colorado Christian University. You can go to centennial.events, centennial.events to sign up. I will be speaking. Democrats for Life will be there speaking. One of my dear friends, a super activist, Juliana Day, president of Life Decisions, will be there. Biff Gore, he's the singer and pastor, and I've just fallen in love with his family. It's just going to be a powerful night to gather together. You can watch it online if you can't come, but boy, oh boy, coming in person would really, really mean a lot. All right, Don in Colorado Springs has been waiting a good long time, and I appreciate the wait, Don. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Well, let me say a few quick things. I rang the bell for the Salvation Army in 2019 before COVID, and basically, you know, speaking of COVID, it's becoming an endemic, just as we have predicted. So lockdowns are just the only thing they're going to do is just collapse the world's economy and usher in the reset that the globalists want.
Can I stop you there before you go to your next point?
Yeah,
I was doing a little bit more reading on the Salvation Army, and they've put out this resource guide, and it includes 5 sessions to help people delve into the topic of racism in the church. And they include these sections called Self-Care for People of Color, What is Whiteness, Lamenting and Repenting, A Conversation Guide. How out of touch is that with the real world, especially here in the United States?
In 2019, they were being accused of being homophobic and all of that, and Chick-fil-A was not giving them any money. So the tables have turned, it seems.
Fascinating. All right, you had one more point. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the abortion discussion, and I'm with you with the rallies and all that. But I think the biggest battle in abolishing abortion is to try to convince women that abortion does not empower them. See, back in the 60s, the feminists were still against abortion, but you can thank the likes of Lawrence Lader or Larry Lader, along with Bernard Nathanson, for otherwise. And basically, you know, they convinced the Betty Friedans of the world that abortion empowers women, and now they believe that, and they'll fight tooth and nail to make sure it stays legal, because to them, they think it empowers the gender somehow, you know. But we have to bring up points that it can hurt them in ways. But as long as you've got the ladies on The View and all of that, thinking that it gives them power, we've got a long battle ahead in recriminalizing this wicked act.
Appreciate you listening, Don. Hope you have a terrific weekend. God bless.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Christmas.
All right. Same to you. Don's line open, 303-696-1971, 696-1971. I just got to go back real quick on crazy commie Dave in San Francisco. Literally a minute 44 into that conversation before he started calling me a liar and shouting. Now, I avoided introducing him as crazy or commie Dave. I just brought him on as Dave. I did sort of tongue-in-cheek talk about, you know, vaccinating the deer and how many booster shots might be required. But I was hoping that we would actually engage in a conversation. I had some questions for him. I wanted to get his views. And it's just bizarre to me that I guess he listens because he calls, it seems like, almost every week now. But he, instead of getting into any conversation at all about the wildly divergent views that he and I have, and sometimes I've started it, I'll just introduce him as crazy or commie Dave, but it's a joke, it's a talk show, it's okay, and he knows he's a hard left, so that it shouldn't even really be an insult to him. I just don't understand why people can't have the conversation. And I encourage you, if you disagree, I promise you, unless you go, you know, crazy Dave on me, you're not going to get hung up on. You're not going to get yelled over. We will exchange. I love those kinds of conversations, and I welcome your input from the other side of the political spectrum if we can have an actual debate. 303-696-1971. You're keeping Kelly busy back there. I do appreciate it. I had, artists, just sit tight. I do want to play this Trump audio. This Donald Trump did apparently a couple of hours or a two-part interview with Mark Levin. And last week it got preempted, I think, because of the mowdown, the massacre, the Christmas parade massacre in Waukesha. Waukesha, thank you, Kelly. Waukesha. The media has been just extraordinarily transparent in their corrupt, coordinated, Democrat-controlled media machine behavior by referring to this as an SUV that plowed into people, by not identifying the hateful rhetoric of the driver of this SUV, by certainly staying away from skin color and all of the racist tropes that the corrupt, coordinated, Democrat-controlled media machine likes to throw in if there's anyone white involved. Just another classic example, which is why people are turning away from the mainstream media. I love that, but it's very, very sad. Anyway, the interview, I guess, got preempted last week, and part one is going to play Sunday night on the Mark Levin Show. And I thought just less than a minute of Donald Trump might be a good way to launch into your weekend here on 710 KNUS.
So it's a terrible, terrible thing, but this country is going to come back. It's going to be better than ever before. I rebuilt it to a level that nobody had ever seen. I then rebuilt it again, and it was very strong. But now it's starting to go bad. And inflation is a very, very bad thing. I was here with Jimmy Carter. And the good news is Jimmy Carter's a very happy man because he's no longer going down as the worst president in history. So he at least should be very content and very happy. But I was here during the inflation, or stagflation, if you'd like to call it that, of Jimmy Carter. It was a disaster. And this is much worse.
A calm, subdued, almost sedated sounding Donald J. Trump. And of course, he's not going anywhere. His popularity is incredible among Republicans. He beats Joe Biden. Not that I believe Joe Biden runs again, but he beats Joe Biden in battleground states in numerous, typically left-leaning polls, which means the numbers are probably even greater than the numbers that are being reported. And for those folks, the well-fed, well-read Republican former leaders and donors and all of those who just continue to tell us that we've got to, you know, walk away from talking about the investigations going on and election fraud, so much happening in Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and elsewhere, and that we have to avoid any connections to Donald Trump, I say there's no avoiding it. Why not just embrace it? Take the good. Explain away the bad, or contrast the bad if you're so bothered by mean tweets. And just look at what's happened in this barely, 11 months now, a little over 10 months of the putative president, creepy Joe Biden presidency, and embrace it. Take that enthusiasm, take the activism and the energy that's so on fire, and march forward with that. You don't have to make a campaign around it. You cannot ignore it. You cannot walk away from it. We've got a line open, 303-696-1971. Let's get back to the phones with Artis in Aurora. Good morning.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Artis, how are you?
Well, still kind of recovering. Still kind of in rehab. We're just kind of trying to find a place to live because the place I was living is not safe. So
I really owe you an apology, and you probably I do. I don't think you probably don't even know why, because I had planned to talk to the 70 or 80 people that were at our Tea Party meeting, not the last one, but the one before. I had it written down, big note and everything. We were standing room only again, packed and crazy.
Oh.
And I never said a word, but it sounds like you got things taken care of. I just felt so sick at the end of that that I missed the opportunity to sort of share a need of someone that we all love and respect so much like you.
Well, thank you. No, I mean, I've still got appointments ahead of me and ongoing things that need to be dealt with. You know, there's that old saying, I know there's nothing that God and I can't handle together. I just wish sometimes he didn't have so much confidence in me.
Well, I'll tell you what, send me an email and sort of outline what's going on. One of the things we did at the last Tea Party meeting, first time, is I went ahead and took names, phone numbers, and emails, and I've put together an email list. I'm going to start doing regular Rappo Tea Party emails. And if there's a prayer or other request in there somewhere, you let me know about it, and we'll get that out to folks next week, okay?
Okay, and my main point is it only me that sees every time the Democrats want to kind of take over that race is the issue they use to divide us and try and get us fighting? I mean, starting with the Civil War, and then every 40 or 50 years, I mean, they had the Ku Klux Klan and then Martin Luther King Jr. and 50s, 60s, 70s, we had racial issues. But they seem to pull that arrow out of their quiver every time they really want to screw things up.
Well, it's true. And it's a way, I think, to get around their own history, that they were the slave supporters, the slave owners, the Ku Klux Klan members, and on and on and on. And
it's that whole Cloward Piven thing. Get people fighting, and while they're fighting, you move in.
Yeah, no, I think that's right, artists. I just love that more and more people are waking up to it. And it's just so funny to me. You know, I think about I used to talk about, especially when I was on the air every day, I would talk about the day's experience, like the day before, the last couple of days or whatever, when I would run into a black person, you know, at the store, and somebody'd hold the door open for me, or I'd hold the door open, or on the elevator. It was just a, hey, how you doing? You know, it's almost Friday. Thank God. Big smile. Everybody gets off. They just move on. People interacting with other people. There's no, in day-to-day America, there's no assessment of race for every conversation or every action or decision. It's just outrageous that they try and pound that into people's heads. And it's not working. More and more Hispanics and black folks supporting Republicans. And I don't know. I think we needed to get to this point to see the great awakening that I feel in my bones is underway in America.
Well, the whole thing about abortion, I mean, I used to be a neonatal nurse, so abortion is abhorrent to me. But the whole my body, my choice, somehow has kind of gone under with the vaccinations. I mean, that's more worrisome to me than if you are pregnant, it's not your body anymore. And yet we're forcing people to have chemistry injected into them that we don't know what it's doing except throwing off variants like it's going out of style.
Yeah, this variant thing is just remarkable. And nobody still is talking about natural immunity. I'm so grateful that
when I was in the hospital, one of the things that I had was COVID pneumonia that I'm cured of. So God's immune system took care of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're in that age group and health mm-hmm. group that is highly at risk. So I'm very excited to hear about that. Congratulations. That's wonderful news.
Well, that was a God thing.
Yeah.
And the other day I was listening, I can't even think, but they had a doctor on. Oh, it was Joe Oatman. And he had a doctor on, which I just got a kick out of. The doctor's first name was Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, but his last name was Ardis. A-R-D-I-S.
All right, let's get to Bob in Lakewood. Bob, welcome to the show.
Yes. I didn't. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Bob. We had a glitch.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm getting back to the COVID here.
Okay.
Okay. Now, deer, yeah, they get sick with viruses all the time. And first of all, how are they checking for viruses with the tests they have? It just picks up any virus shell you have. So, okay, they have COVID. It's called herd immunity. When they get up to the herd, they give it to them all, they get over it. And all mammals, except for fruit bats and humans, can make vitamin C. So at any given time, a deer has 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C through his system constantly. We don't produce any. So the FDA gives you just enough to keep you out of scurvy, which is about 100 milligrams. You need thousands of milligrams every day. I'm 70 years old. I never had a virus. Okay, never. I didn't even have childhood diseases. Now, I'm not against vaccines. I'm against shots for experimentation, and that's what these are. Herd immunity is the only way to cure this disease. And when you lock down people, they're not around other people. You have to spread it. And wearing masks during the Spanish flu, it wasn't a flu. They died from pneumonia from wearing masks. If you take a sample of that mask and stain it, look under a microscope, you're going to see at least 20, 30 different microbes, including yeast and fungus. People are breaking out with black fungus disease from wearing masks. It's eating up their whole faces. Especially down south where it's humid. Those masks have to be changed every 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's my big objection to masks is people, they just wear them all day. They put them on kids
all
day
long.
Control. It's ridiculous.
It doesn't do anything. It doesn't. No. A virus goes right through there. It's only 0.5 microns.
Yeah.
You need an electron microscope to see that.
Well, Bob,
people
I
smell smoke.
We got to get to our break, but I really do agree with you when it comes to herd immunity. Still so little talk about that. Last year we were saying, wait a minute. Since the vast majority of the people survive this virus, many with very little consequence at all, unless you're 70 years old or older, the risk of actually dying is so slim. And I know there are exceptions, just like I've got exceptions to people who've taken the vaccine and been seriously injured by it. Those are exceptions. But when you look mm-hmm. at both sides of that equation and then look at what could have been accomplished if COVID would have been handled as a typical flu, herd immunity, all of those kinds of things, with, the extra treatments that we know help people and protecting the vulnerable and the elderly and all of that, we would be so much further along. And now we're just getting ready for what, round three, round four? It's outrageous. And
they're going to lock us down again. They will. They'll lock us down again.
I think so, too. Bob, I appreciate the call.
This time it'll be influenza. Okay.
Thanks,
man. Have a good day, buddy.
Yeah, you do the same. All right, Bob's line is open, 303-696-1971. But let's get to a break right now at 1023 here on 710 KNUS. Steely Dan, all the great songs from my wasted youth. As we approach halfway through the show, it's coming up on 10:29, your Saturday morning. Good-looking day out there, much more chilly. Two people that I am tremendously thankful for in my life are Mr. Harley and Mr. Davidson. Because yesterday, man, what a riding day that was. Just felt so good to be out in the sun, and all the stuff was done, moved into the shop, so gave everybody the 4 days off. Law firm was closed for the 4 days, and it was just nice to breathe. 48 degrees right now, and we could see a high of maybe 50, but then we're back warm again. Sunday, 64, Monday, 68, Wednesday, 66, Thursday, 68, a little dip in between there. So, man, the mild weather continues. Enjoy it while it lasts. It is so terrific to be able to spend some time outdoors and this late in November. Can you believe it's November 27th? Thanksgiving behind, Christmas and New Year's ahead. I wonder what kind of insanity is going to go on between now and Christmas for all of the objections to saying, you know, Merry Christmas, God bless, versus Happy Holidays, and all of the woke stupidity that continues to seem to rain down on the lives of just average Americans who want to live their day-to-day lives. Really kind of a sickening prospect, but I think we are beating it back. 303-696-1971 is our number. Let's get back to the phones with Larry in Lone Tree. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. I am curious to know what is going on with the Lee Keltner murder trial. The last report I saw is from October 22nd, and there must have been something since then.
Well, I think the only thing, the report that you're talking about was probably about the motions hearing. Defense attorneys have filed motions regarding evidence. There's some dispute over whether Keltner had one phone or two phones, because there was a blue phone listed and a black phone listed. That could easily just be the fact that a dark blue phone looked black or vice versa. But my recollection is that that motions hearing did not conclude, and it's scheduled to continue on December 10th. So some of the issues I love, you may be referring to the article in the Denver Gazette. That's the last article I saw about it. I pulled it back up here just now before your call to refresh my memory. But I love this this sentence. What began as a confrontation between attendees of a right-wing political rally and a, quote, BLM Antifa soup drive, close quote, in Civic Center Park. These BLM, I'm keeping my language calm today, these BLM Marxists show up with soup cans so they can hurl them at people, hurl them at police, hurl them at helmets, hurl them at vests, hurl them at participants in the opposing view rally. So, you know, that's why they bring their soup cans. And yet the media just continues to foster the lie about BLM and any peaceful intent. Makes me sick. And by the way, before I finish my comment on where the Keltner trial is at, the lawsuit that I've been talking about, gosh, for over a year now, against Denver police, Denver mayor, over the July pro-police rally where they allowed Antifa and others to overrun the stage and injure people and really just break up the rally, just stood there for the most part. That lawsuit is very, very close to ready to drop, so stay tuned for that. But back to Keltner. For instance, the defense lawyers want to talk about Keltner and some of his beliefs and his background. The judge, I think, has indicated that that's likely not relevant for purposes of this trial. There's arguments over whether the shooter was provoked by the interactions with Keltner, the physical altercation, the verbal altercation, and all of that. So those are the preliminary pieces of evidence that are being worked through in the Keltner trial right now with motions to continue, I believe, on December the 10th.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Ray.
You're very welcome, Larry. Thank you for the call. Larry's line is open, 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. I really thought about during the Thanksgiving holiday that it might be really, I don't know, just informative, maybe just feel good to remind ourselves where this whole idea of Thanksgiving came from, the holidays. Really pertains to the foundation of our country and what inspired the founding fathers and what allowed our country to succeed in a quicker, greater way than any other country in the history of the world, and yet and still continuing to hang on to that gosh darn Constitution in spite of so many efforts to knock it out. So I pulled up the Thanksgiving proclamations of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and Donald J. Trump last year, and creepy, really creepy Joe Biden, his proclamation this year. And I think we're going to read some of those with you here over the next few minutes. I don't know. It's just on my heart that this might be something that you will enjoy and also might be valuable to you. I say creepy Joe Biden. If you follow me on Twitter, you will have seen the video that I talked about this briefly last week, where Joe Biden, again, surrounded by Secret Service, looking very, very old, creeps up to this mother holding this young girl in his arms. And you can literally, in this video, you can see him spy her and then all of a sudden start zeroing in on her. And he puts his finger over there and sort of pokes on her. Looks like he's trying to grab his ear, her ear. Gets his face up there to start sniffing her, as he always does with these little girls. And this little girl, man, it was like, it reminded me of when I was a student teacher teaching white dragon kung fu. I mean, her left arm just up and chopped his hand and his arm away from her. And it was wonderful to see. It was truly creepy. This man, this president, in my humble opinion, is a minor attracted person. That's the new word, by the way, for pedophile. But it was just creepy. He spotted her, and then he zeroed in on her, and he hunched over. It looked like a scene out of The Simpsons or something. One of those creepy little, you know, the hands rubbing back and forth. Ooh, I found another one. He's just dying to get near her and put his hands on her. Man, oh man, it was an embarrassment. It was insulting. And speaking of my Twitter feed, before we get back to the phones, and I really do want to spend some time with these Thanksgiving proclamations, but I sent out a tweet earlier in the week, probably the most likes and retweets of any tweet I've ever done. Maybe not. I'm really not on social media very much anymore. I'm just so sick of it, and I don't have an awful lot of time. But this recording that I've played for you several times, I'll play it again in case you're just joined the show. I tweeted this out a few days ago, has almost 450 likes and 111 retweets, whole bunch of comments. Sebastian Gorka retweeted it, and I'm sure that's what helped zap it up. But I am so thankful for the father of Ahmaud Arbery.
For real, all life matters.
All life.
Yes.
Not just black children. We don't want to see nobody go through this.
Amen.
I don't want to see no daddy watch a kid get lynched and shot down like that.
That's right, Ma.
So it's all our problem. It's all our problem. Yeah. So, hey, let's keep fighting.
Amen.
Let's keep doing it and making this place a better place for all human beings.
Amen.
All human beings.
Amen.
Everybody.
Amen.
Love everybody.
Love everybody.
That's right, Ma.
All human beings need to be treated equally.
Yeah.
If you are a constitutional conservative, an American patriot, and I know patriot now is a word we're supposed to be careful about in certain circles, not me, but that's what we hear sometimes. If you are any of those things, when you hear or see something like that on social media, you got to share it. Here's what I wrote about that particular speech when I put this up on November 24th. Quote, "All lives matter," close quote. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, BLM Marxists, Antifa thugs, Al Not-So-Sharpton, corrupt, coordinated, Democrat-controlled media machine. How will they spin this Deep South guilty verdict into their, quote, systemically racist, close quote, fairy tale? And that picked up a lot of steam, even on Twitter, where we know many of us are shadow banned, and the interactions with our conversations there are closely monitored. When you see stuff like that, you have got to get it out there. It's very, very important. I think it's too late in the break to, and too late in the segment to get into one of these Thanksgiving Day proclamations. So let's see if we can clear a couple of calls here. Kurt in Greeley wants to talk communism. You came to the right place, brother. Good morning.
Hi, Randy. I'm not listening to what people say. I'm just watching what they do. And if you watch what the current Democrat Party is doing, we're doing communism. It's just not called communism.
Did you hear this this reaction in Chicago that I played earlier to the Rittenhouse verdict? Were
no.
you listen to this real quick. It's very short, about 20 seconds.
Revolution! It's communist revolution! The only solution is communist revolution! The only solution is communist revolution! That's right, we need communists! That's what we need! We need that! We need that, sister! We need that to save us!
Kurt, this kind of garbage is why the Biden-Harris presidency is over. It's why their popularity, the polling, is just so egregiously bad for them. It's why Donald Trump beats them in battleground states on multiple issues, is because you're right, they're not hiding it anymore. The squad from the left is bragging about it. There's just no tiptoeing around it anymore. We see it in our schools. We hear it in responses to a not guilty verdict for a young man who was defending himself.
Right.
It's just obvious for everybody to see. And as much as it hurts, I think it's a good thing for the future of America that they're out of the closet now. We can see them for what they are.
So basically, Soros bought a presidency. We have the administration of Soros.
Well, you know, Soros money, certainly Zuckerberg money, the amount of money that Zuckerberg spent on election boxes and, you know, mail-in balloting and changing legislation and all of that. It's extraordinary. Never talked about, of course, in the mainstream media, but it's extraordinary. And what we're really seeing from the Soros influence is these prosecutors, it's now legal to, you know, go into a store, and as long as you steal, what, under $1,000, they don't even stop you anymore. These stores are going to go broke. San Francisco is a hellhole. You couldn't get me out there for a Black Friday or any kind of a shopping spree in any of these places where it's now illegal to just walk out of a store with bags full of goods. It's extraordinary, but
so
people
problem,
are seeing it, Kurt.
The problem we have for the next election is the custody of the ballots. Who is going to sue the U.S. Postal Service regarding the custody of the ballots? What's the all kinds of things were talked about, how mail handlers were not handling ballots right. If they touch ballots, they have to be monitored.
The post office has certainly come under scrutiny. The RNC has talked about litigation for election integrity, this whole plan that the RNC put together for Virginia was implemented pretty well. They learned a great deal about the data, about security, about having the legal and volunteer and paid staff on the ground in order to keep an eye on what the other side was doing. Seems to have worked, but we've got a long way to go. And fortunately, behind the scenes, hardly worth talking about right now because we just don't know how it's going to turn out. But there's an awful lot of legal activity, even criminal investigations in Wisconsin and elsewhere, into what happened in 2020. And I don't think we're done exposing it.
Well, how can you put a GPS tracking device on every ballot? Because that's what we need.
Well, I don't know, man. I have no idea how that would work or how you'd maintain the anonymity of the vote or anything else. But
if we can do lot code traceability on medications and lot code traceability on substances that are controlled, we can do lot code traceability on ballots.
Well, you're talking over my head and out of my league now, Kurt. But, man, if you've got ideas, get them to people who can put them to work. I appreciate the call this morning.
Okay.
God bless, sir.
Thanks.
Oops. I always hate to cut off a thank you, especially right after Thanksgiving. But Kurt's line is open, 303-696-1971. We'll head into our break. When we come back, before we get back to the phones, I will read the George Washington Thanksgiving Proclamation. These are all relatively short. I usually don't butcher them too badly. And I think you'll enjoy it, so stay tuned. 1042, 710, KNUS. Just when you thought it was time to relax on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, George Thorogood shows up and blows your mind. Welcome back at 10:46, 15 minutes, 14 minutes to go until 11 o'clock. We're going to talk for just a few minutes at the top of the hour to State Representative Dave Williams, winner of the Faith, Family, and Freedom Award from the Centennial Institute. And don't forget about the big rally Monday night at the Centennial Institute. in support of, to pray for, I guess is the best way to say it, in support of the Dobbs case, up before the Supreme Court case for, up before the Supreme Court for oral argument, the case is, on December the 1st. And we're going to gather at Colorado Christian University at 7:30. You can go to centennial.events to register, no charge or anything like that. But man, the last time I was at a gathering, a prayer gathering at Centennial, it was for Jack Phillips, and it was a powerful, powerful. Did that one in the early afternoon, and it's still, or maybe, heck, it might have been late morning, but a lot of people showed up, and the God was in the room. I mean, if I don't know how else to describe those feelings in my body shooting up and down my spine, but being around and that close and hands-on with that man really, really, really made a difference for me, and I know you'd enjoy being there if you can come on Monday. Please do. If you go to that event, you can also see how to watch it online if you cannot make it. So I said before we went to the break, and then we'll get back to the phones. I said before we went to the break that I wanted to share with you some of these Thanksgiving Day proclamations. And just the contrast is so extraordinary. We've got the original proclamation from George Washington. We've got the proclamation that actually turned this into a national holiday, which was done by Abraham Lincoln. And then we've got some recent versions, including the one from Donald Trump last year and the one from creepy, sleepy, minor attracted person, putative President Joe Biden from just this last Thursday. And yes, texters, texts are pouring in. You have to read the bad ones and the good ones. Randy, it's so rich you accuse Biden of pedophilia. Did I miss your discussion of Donald Trump the rapist or paying off the porn star? Such a good Christian. Oh, it's just funny. How about, let's talk about John F. Kennedy and the sexual escapades of former presidents and the lack of convictions, by the way, for rape or anything else against Donald Trump. This is a guy who's had multiple wives. This is a guy who's done many things in his life that if I wanted to sit back and judge, it'd be easy to do. I prefer to sort of celebrate the tremendous accomplishments against all odds during the first term of the Donald Trump presidency and look forward to the second. But Mr. or Mrs. McTexter, isn't pedophilia a little bit different? Isn't the stalking of these little girls and the hands-on and the weird stares at their chests and the sniffing and all of it, the videos are just abundant out there. Isn't that a whole different category of gross and disgusting than what adults do to each other and powerful adults do, maybe if they're taking advantage of women, whatever, or the women that show up and take advantage of their gender and their attractiveness and their wiles to try and get on the good side of powerful people? I mean, that's a whole different conversation than this minor attracted garbage that is just for all to see on display by the current putative commander-in-chief. So that's my response to Mr. or Mrs. Texter. We got literally dozens of texts in here. It's unbelievable. You guys are on fire. 710-CAN-US app. If you don't have it, get it on your smartphone because then you can text the studio. Big screen in here. We get to see them live as they pop in. And when I get a chance, I love to write back to you. Been doing some of that on the break. Just another way to interact with the show. Before we run out of time and before we get back to the phones, though, here is the Thanksgiving proclamation from George Washington, President of the United States, on October 3rd, 1789. Let's do the math on that. What is that? 232, if my math is right. 232 years ago on October 3rd. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me, quote, to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness, close quote. So all of this is a quote from the proclamation, but the quoted part was the message from the Joint Congressional Committee that specifically asked President George Washington to do this. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being, capital B. Hear a theme in this thing? Capital B, glorious being, who is the beneficent author, capital A, of all the good that was, that is, or that will be. That we may then all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions of his providence, capital P, which we experienced in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceful and rational manner to which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general for all the great and various favors which he hath been pleased to confer upon us. Last paragraph. And also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, capital L, capital R, capital N. Remember the theme. The great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people, by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shewn kindness unto us, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows to be best. Given under my hand at the city of New York the third day of October in the year of our Lord, 1789. When you hear the Biden version, and just think about how far we have fallen as a people, as a government, in the last 232 years. Man, oh man. Let's squeeze in one call before the top of the hour. Ron in Conifer has been waiting. Appreciate it, Ron. Good morning.
Hi. I have heard Boyle's one day. I tuned in last.
Nah, man.
Earlier, but he called Rudy Giuliani. He said he's becoming the town drunk.
All right. Let's talk about that, but not about Pete. Okay?
Do you have any? I don't believe that's true, but you know more than I do.
Well, here's what I know about Rudy. Donald Trump, when he was in New York City, he acknowledged Rudy, greatest mayor, a great ally, a great asset.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much Rudy drinks. I observed his deposition. I was doing my show while Rudy was being deposed. Mm-hmm. And it was very, very interesting. No signs of being hungover. You know, he's an older guy, so he's not quite as sharp as he used to be. But I don't know about his drinking habits. I do know that that he's not going anywhere. I do know that he's not backing down. I do know that he's not operating in fear. And I do know that Donald Trump has not dissed him or disclaimed him. In fact, he celebrated him last time he was in New York giving a speech. It was less than a month ago.
Mm. Well, I mean, I don't know where he gets that. He never named a source, but I mean, I just...
All right.
It's very... irritating.
Ron, yeah. That. Yeah. Well, you know, call in and ask. But thank you very much for the call. Wish you a great weekend.
Same for you.
All right. Ron's line is open. 303-696-1971. It's time for our break. We'll get back to the calls, and we're going to spend just a few minutes at the top of the hour celebrating my good friend, State Representative David Williams, his Faith, Family, and Freedom Award 2021 from the Centennial Institute at Colorado Christian University. Might be the university that signs that award, not the institute. I guess we'll find out from Dave. He's also a brand new daddy. So I look forward to doing that, and we'll get right back to your phone calls as well and some more Thanksgiving proclamations when we wrap up Wake Up with Randy Corporan, final hour on 710 KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.